Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Dr. Orna Gill on the Dr. Orna Gill Show. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to the Dr. Orna Gill Show. Today we're going to talk about ladies' health, women's health, and how to live long and live well in Reading. We have coming up in a couple of weeks a very big event for women, and it's called Go Red, the Go Red Luncheon, where on February 14th, we will all be celebrating together women's health and how to spot a cardiac event and how to take care of your heart and to prevent health disasters and really have the caretakers who we are take care of themselves. So let me get started by introducing everyone in the studio and letting you know who's going to be calling in. We have the brilliant and talented Linda Butt. We have Jeannie Joseph. She's a nurse at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have two other nurse practitioners coming in on the phone in about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, who will also weigh in on how to take care of yourself, prevent those healthcare disasters or those diseases or even those irks and annoyances that can happen if you just don't take care a little bit. And as you know, I am Dr. Orna Gill here at your cervix every 4 weeks from 6 to 7 p.m. every fourth Thursday of the month. So please, Ms. Joseph, please, will you introduce yourself to us?
Hi. Like she said, my name is Deanie Joseph, and I'm a registered nurse at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I am now 60 years old, but when I was 44, I had my first heart attack. And what's ironic is I'm a cardiac intensive care nurse, and I work in that environment. Yet that was not enough for me to recognize my own symptoms. As they occurred over about a two-week period when I was 44 years old. My first one, which required three stents to my right coronary artery. And, of course, because I'm a nurse, unfortunately, I hate to say that, but it's true, nurses tend to experience more complications, and I did. And so my very first stent that got deployed into my right coronary artery caused a dissection. And it was only by the brilliance of my cardiologist that I did not require open-heart surgery at that time. He was able to get two more stents in and saved me from having to have open heart at that time. I also had another heart attack, again at 52, and between 44 and 52, life continued to happen. I had two daughters graduate from high school, go on to become college students, and life just kind of propelled me. And unfortunately, again, as a nurse, I kind of did not take care of myself. I didn't do what my doctors directed to me to do. I stopped some of my medications. I would restart. I would stop. I would start. And I would stop. I'd spend 3 months on the medicine. I wouldn't go pick it up from the pharmacy for months and months. And then I'd finally get in trouble a little bit from my doctor, who would tell me, no, you need to keep taking that. And so I would go pick it up. So that's one of my first pieces of advice is listen to your doctor.
Yeah, don't be a bad patient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's probably not why I had my second cardiac event, because I was I just was prone to having these things happen to me. So both times, unfortunately, I was at work when things happened. Mm. But fortunately, they happened when I was at work, because I was right where I needed to be with the people that I knew that would take care of me, that I trusted, because I worked with them every day. I saw them in their full-on nurse take care of this patient mode. They took care of me, and I had such trust in their level of excellence and their intent to take care of me. So that was the fortunate part. The second time around, I spent 2 days having symptoms that I did not recognize while I was at work. And I went home, and in the middle of the night, I was woken up out of a dead sound sleep, having symptoms that simply told my mind and my heart, you're going to die. Wake up your husband.
Whoa.
So I did. I woke him up.
What symptoms were those?
You know what? People have asked me that, and I don't know how to answer that. It wasn't physical symptoms like chest pain or shortness of breath or sweating or nausea. That time, it was just this overwhelming knowledge that I was going to die.
Wow.
And then the symptoms followed. So I don't know why I was woken up out of a dead sound sleep instead of my poor husband finding me dead in the morning.
Yeah, that's a very atypical story, huh?
Yes. So anyway, I got up. He called 911, and for some weird reason, I did not want the first responders to find me in my bedroom. It was a weird thing. So I made myself get out into the living room, and there I collapsed. I just had overwhelming weakness, and my husband was on the phone. He was calling them. It was a cold February rainy night. So this year, February 16th, mm-hmm. is my 7-year anniversary of this event. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of important to me that this event, the Go Red, is happening on February 14th. So it's right around the time that it happened for me. Anyway, he hung up with the dispatcher, and he was in a panic because he did not like what he was seeing with his wife on the floor. And he came down on the floor and was talking to me and praying for me. And I could see he needed something to do. So for some reason, I went into nurse mode, and I said, do you remember how to do CPR?
Your husband is not a medical person, I assume.
He is not.
Okay, what does he do?
He is a former engineer and a former high school science teacher and coach. So he's had CPR, because as a coach, you have to know how to do that.
Wow.
So I just asked him, do you remember how to do CPR? And he said, you're not going to need that. You're not going to need that. They're on their way. But I still explained to him how to do CPR.
That's amazing.
But because I was so weak, I did not have much of a voice. I was very weak, and my voice didn't – I had to whisper it. But eventually I told him, oh, yeah, but by the way, don't do CPR. Don't push on my chest unless I go out. If I'm still looking at you and I can talk to you, don't push on my chest.
You're giving him all the little pointers as you're going down.
Yeah, I was.
That
it was
crazy.
Well, that's interesting, because I would think that some people would not know, well, what do you mean? I only know CPR by pumping your chest. Or doing the nose thing, you know, like you do if somebody's got water down there and they swallowed water. But that would make sense not to do anything that was going to put pressure on the heart. But how do we know that?
Mm. Yes. Well, if somebody goes out and they're unconscious and you can't feel a pulse, that's your first indication you have to do some chest compressions, because you got to get that blood circulating, because there's no action of the heart muscle at that point. So doing CPR in mine was still pumping very weakly enough to keep me awake and able to whisper to him. But I also knew that if I went out before the first responders got there, I didn't know how long that was going to be.
Yeah.
And he needed something to do. If that
you
happened.
You were thinking of him.
I was.
That's
I was.
Awesome.
Isn't that weird? But I think in a small way, that's women.
Yes. Yes. And how do you think that that impacts our message at Go Red? That women do think of others and don't want to be found in the bedroom and don't want, you know, how does that impact our healthcare choices for ourselves? That we keep trying to please everyone, take care of everyone, even when we're the ones dying.
Yes, and that's a very good point. I believe that is a female thing. We are nurturers by nature, I think. Mothers, wives, sisters, daughters, aunts, grandmothers, because I am one now. I think that's what we do, and I think that's a glorious thing. I really believe that, but I also think that if we take it too far, we neglect ourselves. And I think part of that is what led to my ultimate heart disease.
That is an amazing point. We're going to come back to your heart disease and talk about how you did put off all these symptoms and all this recognition despite being deep in that field. When we come back in a few minutes, stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Orna Gill Show, KCNR 96.5 FM. The Go Red Pre-Show.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you considering what high school your student may attend? At Reading School of the Arts, we're exploring the possibility of a new high school. An informational meeting will be held January 29th, 6:30 p.m. at RSA, located at 955 Inspiration Place in Reading. RSA is gathering information from our community and exploring partnerships with Shasta Community College to determine if there is a need for a small, early college high school. RSA remains dedicated to the mission of interdisciplinary instruction, visual and performing arts, and development of multicultural understanding through language study. 9th and 10th grade students would attend school 5 days a week on campus. 11th and 12th graders would take a combination of on-site classes and Shasta Community College classes, allowing them to pursue career options and earn college units prior to graduation. The meeting is January 29th at 6:30 p.m. Call 530-247-6933.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Welcome back, listeners, beloved listeners and friends, and family and community to KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio. This is Dr. Orna Gill. Welcome back to our discussion on women's health, for women, in power of women, about women, by women. And we're all here today to talk to you about preventative health, cardiac health, basically to invite everyone to the Go Red luncheon in coming up in a couple of weeks in February 14th. So I will, with that, want to introduce you to a very beloved and esteemed colleague, Dana Haber. I wanted you to introduce yourself. You're a nurse practitioner in the community for many, many years and a professor at the college. And wanted to hear from you about your views on preventative health, cardiac health, et cetera, your philosophy. Please tell us about yourself first, and then let's get into it.
Okay. My name is Dana Harbuck, and I have been in the healthcare for about 20 years. I've done everything from physical therapy to now nursing, nurse practitioner. And I'm also a instructor at Simpson University for BSN nursing students. And my philosophy as far as being a nurse practitioner is being being able to develop a bond with my patients in order to give them an atmosphere of comfort and safety. And I want patients to feel like they can come to me for any problem that they have.
How do patients help you? What could you ask your patients to do, Dana, to help you be a better provider to them? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's very important that, first of all, patients find a primary care physician and develop, go see them at least every year so you can get to know them, like getting to know a husband when you move in. You know, when you get to know a patient, you know their nuances and you can see subtle changes, or you build a trust within each other that they can discuss with you any personal things that they may have going on. And it's very important to be open with your provider so then they can give you the best treatment. And that takes some time. That often can take some time building that trust.
Mm-hmm. And what are your main concerns when it comes to patient preventative care? How do you counsel patients to take care of themselves, and how do you help them do that?
Well, first of all, Reading, you know, is a very rural community, and our first rule, we need to get patients in. They need to be seeing a doctor fairly regularly, especially, or a nurse practitioner for chronic conditions of any type. And then when they come to see me, I see them quite often when they have a chronic condition, at least every 3 months, because in general, patients only hear a small percentage of what is said in each visit. And not only do we write down education is the key to health. Mm-hmm. And when they come in to see us and we educate them, when they leave the office, the papers are thrown in the back seat and they forget most of what we said. So if they come in again in 3 months, we do the same thing. We go over it again, and it's repetitive. We go over it again and again.
Repeat.
And eating healthy, getting your labs, exercising. And when we say exercise, people often think that we've got to go to the gym and, you know, be muscle men. And that's not true. There's chair exercises. There's a senior center that does lighter exercises. There's walking in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Walking in the mall is my favorite.
And shopping.
Yes,
actually, it's a really safe place to go even before it opens. A lot of seniors go in and walk the loop, and it's a safe place where and they can build a community amongst each other.
Wow, that's amazing. We're here with, we have an inpatient provider here as well. Deanie Joseph is a ICU nurse or a CCU nurse.
Used to be.
And so you guys see different parts of the spectrum as far as disease goes, with the most radical being what you saw, Deanie, and just the beginnings of it being with you, Dana.
Yeah.
How do you screen for cardiac disease now?
First off, labs.
Okay.
You need to look at circulation. Are the lower extremities changing color? We listen for carotid bruise. We listen to the heart for any abnormal sounds or any abnormal beats. And I kind of like when a patient reaches a certain age to at least just get a cardiac workup, get an EKG, get an
what
echo.
Age?
Get, you know, it really depends because there is no set age for a lot of things. I know that, you know, now they're saying that over 80, you know, a lot of people aren't getting colonoscopies and all this kind of stuff. And, well, you know what? People are living a lot longer, so we may need preventative medicine going further in years. And so if I have a patient that's 50, overweight, and not eating healthy and has other comorbidities, I want that cardiac eval sooner.
Yeah.
But if they're 50, they're an athlete, they're eating healthy, their labs are good, then it'll be based on, you know, I'll probably do that a little later in age, maybe more towards Medicare.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think about just even routine blood pressure checks from a young age? What do you think, Deanie? What do you think, Dana? It's so funny you have the same kind of name. Go ahead and jump in there, Deanie. What do you think?
I think there's nothing wrong with somebody who's even healthy knowing what their blood pressure is. You can buy a blood pressure machine at any drugstore now for $40 less. Wrist ones, it's not so much the actual number itself. Sometimes it's more the trend. So I recommend to people I see now to test their blood sugar do their blood pressure, all the time. Every time they do a blood sugar, do a blood pressure. If you're feeling funny or more stressed, just pull it out and see what your blood pressure is and write it down if you want to and keep a little log. It's funny that you talk about risk factors for developing heart disease. I can tell you right now, my cholesterol was perfectly normal. My blood pressure was perfectly normal. My heart rate was perfectly normal. I didn't have any weird heart sounds. I didn't have any weird heart rhythms. I was a perfectly healthy 44-year-old that had a heart attack.
How did that happen? Nobody knows.
The only thing that I was, because I was curious, I asked at the time once I was recovered and back at work and I had access to the docs when they were would come in and see their patients. I asked one time, and one of them told me, sometimes you just have a genetic propensity to lay down on the inside lining of your coronary artery the cholesterol that you do have, even though it's not high. And so that's what they think happened. And because I was young, my cholesterol that was there was a soft plaque. It wasn't a hard plaque. And it's not actually laying down on the outside of the, it's actually kind of burrowed in under the very fine, thin lining of the coronary artery. And that makes that vulnerable. And so when the stent was deployed, when the doctor put that in, that lining just kind of unraveled and dissected, and they're just more vulnerable when they're not hard.
That's a very interesting point, young versus old heart attacks. Let's come back and talk about it after this quick break.
We have Gretchen on the phone, too. When we come back, hang in there, Gretchen, as we take this break here with the Dr. Orna Gill Show, more about what you're going to hear for the Go Red Luncheon that's happening February 14th at, where's the event this year?
Okay.
Everything about it is fabulous. We're going to give more information on that when we come back here on North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Crab season is officially open. It's time for the 33rd annual Wednesday Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available at 2250 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Results Radio, Reading Electric Utilities, Fox 20, and KRCR Channel 7. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Welcome back, listeners, beloved friends, family, and community. You're listening to the Dr. Orna Gill Show. This is Dr. Orna Gill here coming to you from the KCNR studios at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM in beautiful Reading. I'd like to welcome and introduce a new guest, Gretchen Melberg. She's a nurse practitioner in the community at Chester Regional Medical Group. I would like her to introduce yourself, Gretchen, and also give us a little scoop about your philosophy on preventative health and how women can better take care of themselves. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. As Dr. Gill mentioned, my name is Gretchen Melberg. I am a board-certified family nurse practitioner trained in the care of newborns to end of life. And I have been doing this particular career for the last 9 years. I've actually been in healthcare for a lot longer than that. And I was asked to talk about wellness in the context of women's health, and I certainly see men and women in family medicine and all age groups, as I just mentioned. Shasta Regional Medical Group is a family-oriented practice, and my approach with women's health and preventive medicine is a holistic approach to wellness, taking care of the patient mentally, physically, and spiritually. Not taking care of them, but addressing those issues with the patient. Obviously, in healthcare, women are at least 50% of the visits, but technically a lot more than 50% of the visits, because they, during the childbearing years, there are a lot of things not only related to having children that occur, but women tend to seek health care more than men do. So in terms of preventative medicine, I like to work with patients as soon as I can on things that they can do to stay healthy rather than keep treating them after a disease has already occurred. Naturally, as I mentioned, I do see children and men, but women are a big part of the health care that I provide, and mother being the hub of the family, what impacts her impacts everyone. And there is an adage that we've probably heard, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. This applies in the context of health care. If mama ain't well, ain't nobody well. So the focus of our practice is to keep mama well. And again, the preference is to focus on preventive health measures rather than corrective measures. It's much desired to be able to prevent a disease before it occurs. And we encourage women to take care of themselves, as I said, not only physically but emotionally and spiritually. And that can be done in a variety of ways. Keeping active, eating a balance of proteins, fats, and decreased carbohydrates. We see a lot of obesity, depression, anxiety, sleep disorders, and all of these things are related to each other. And there's certainly no quick fix to these things. It does take time, dedication, scheduling, and making health care a priority.
No question.
I have a 90-year-old patient that said to me, yeah, I figure the best way to keep moving is to keep moving.
That's right.
And it sounds simple, but a lot of people don't do it.
Well, it's the principle of an object in motion stays in motion. It's a basic law of physics, so it does apply to humans. I wanted to just interrupt for 1 minute to correct myself. I want to invite everyone, and we all want to invite all the ladies of Reading and even the ladies' friends out of Reading, outside of Reading, anywhere you know, come to Go Red. It is an event to promote women's health, specifically cardiac, and it's a beautiful luncheon that's held at the
Holiday Inn, and you're going to have three fabulous speakers. We have one here today, Dini Joseph, and we have the lead, which is the Dr. Orna Gill Show. The woman who's in charge of this whole thing, Dr. Orna Gill, will be the present the specialized health care that women deserve, along with Rachel Freeman Sowers, and of course, Dini Joseph is with us. But you are keynote,
yes,
Dr. Gill.
I am excited to. And this show is to specifically invite all of the women in our community and all of your friends outside of the community to come participate in your own health. And this show is launching the event because we want to make sure that you all understand we're talking about personal stories. We're talking about great providers in the community, like Dana, like Gretchen. You know, we want to, like myself, hey, why not? We want to talk about, you know, the fact that we're consumers. You know, we can decide who we want to be with and who we want to work with and who we want to take care of us. You know, we have the power to help ourselves avoid the crisis of disease. So, once again, Gretchen, I'm sorry to have interrupted you. I did want to make that correction on the Holiday Inn for Go Red. In fact, 12 noon on Friday, the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, we're going to have a fabulous luncheon event, lots of
doors open at 11, and there's always fun times. It's just a really great event. It's you always learn something really special, a great takeaway, and you can go to Eventbrite and get your tickets today for the February 14th luncheon gala.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So, Gretchen, not to interrupt you, you were talking about your 90-year-old lady who's always in motion and stays in motion. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And did you want to add more about, for example, preventative health testing?
This is the part that's not all that exciting to talk about, but the government actually publishes recommendations. It's called the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, and they give recommendations. They give it a letter score, A or B, and those are the recommendations that we should be sharing with our patients, and through shared decision-making, let the patient decide if they want that type of screening. For example, cervical cancer screening. I'll just list some of the ones that are very common. Colorectal cancer screening. These are all based upon ages, high blood pressure, tobacco cessation, depression, diabetes, fall prevention. That's applicable for the geriatric population. Healthful diet, physical activity for cardiovascular disease prevention. Lung cancer screening, obesity in children and adolescents, osteoporosis, and that is for postmenopausal women, weight loss to prevent obesity-related morbidity and mortality, just to name a few. There are a lot more recommendations by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, but those are some of the highlights of those. And when a patient comes to our clinic, we certainly offer all of those screenings that are considered preventative care. I think most people are very familiar with mammograms for breast cancer screening and pap smears, which is for cervical cancer, but there are many, many more that are certainly as important, particularly checking blood pressure every visit, making sure patients aren't hypertensive. Holistically, preventing disease before it happens is a lot more meaningful to people than coming in once they've already developed a problem.
That's 100% true, and that's one thing that, you know, Deanie was also talking about, that, you know, this can never happen to me. Denial kills, neglect kills. You want to empower your health by learning about what can hurt you and how to recognize it, and then also to screen for it. And we will, you mentioned the U.S. Preventative Task Force. We will have at Go Red a handout with recommendations for the main, you know, we're not talking about the weird little ones, but we're talking about cardiovascular, cholesterol, osteoporosis, thyroid, we'll be talking about breast cancer, cervical, exactly what you were talking, the big ones, and we will put those out on a handout because, you know, participating in your own health is a very responsible and helpful thing to do, not just for yourself, but for the providers. You got to help us help you, you know?
Right.
So bring in that piece of paper, you know, so we don't miss anything, you know? That's good. So, excellent. Any other things to add about prevention or wellness, or you were talking about nutrition and even weightlifting before?
Yes. I encourage people to start somewhere. Pick one thing. I see a lot of obesity, and then along with that comes depression, and you don't know which came first, and then sleep disorders. They're all interrelated because it's the hormone dysregulation with a sleep disorder. I tell people, pick one thing that you can start on, even if it is sitting in a chair and going, getting two cans of soup out of the cupboard and doing bicep lifts. You don't have to spend any money to do that. Most people have something like that available in their home. But just making a decision to start something and start slow. And don't be afraid to come in and talk about it and have it addressed and know that everyone's on that same journey of wellness and trying to be as healthy as possible. It's not easy. It takes a lot of time and commitment. And again, back to women, I think they are the caregivers and often don't take care of themselves. So I really want to encourage women to make themselves a priority. Another analogy is, if you've ever been on an airplane, they tell everybody, put your oxygen mask on first, because you can't help other people if you've lost your oxygen. So for women, put your oxygen mask on first, take care of yourself first, so that you can be a caregiver to all the loved ones, friends and family in your life.
Brilliant
points and lovely analogies. We are going to take a quick break, but we'll be back to talk more with Deanie and Gretchen and Dana and Linda and I. And to all of you out there listening, thank you very much. We're going to be coming back with much more information. Once again, this is Dr. Orna Gill on the Dr. Orna Gill Show, KCNR 96.5 FM. Don't leave us. We'll be here again.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Welcome back, listeners, beloved friends, family, and community. KCNR, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Dr. Orna Gill on the Dr. Orna Gill Show. We're here talking about the pre-show to Go Red, an amazing event that's going to happen February 14th, 2020, which is a Friday from 11 to 1:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. We are going to talk about women's health. We're going to talk about cardiac health. I think, Linda, you have some more specific.
Well, absolutely. You can go to Eventbrite and get your tickets. Again, it's at the Holiday Inn on February 14th. New branding this year, 2020, Find Your Balance, Mind, Body, and Soul. There will be three inspiring speakers. Guest speaker Deanie Joseph, who's with us tonight, will speak about her heart attack experience. Keynote speaker, the very own Dr. Orna Gill, and this is her show, will present on the specialized health care that women deserve. And our featured speaker is Rachel Freeman Sowers, inspiring you to let go, grab onto what you want in 2020. It will prove to be an afternoon of fun and information and inspiration. Get your tickets now. It sells out, girls and folks and men and all of you.
I love it. Thank you, Linda. We, as women, we know how to communicate to others, and we need to communicate with each other about our health. Women communicate. You said, Deanie, tell your granddaughters, tell your daughters, your aunts, your sisters, your doctors, and yourself what you need to be doing and how you need to take care of yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there's a lot more there.
Yes, there is. So if my granddaughters and my daughters were standing in front of me right now, what I would tell them is you have to own your what you live in your own skin. You have to own that. And so if you know you have a strong family history for something, whether it be cancer, whether it be heart disease, whether it be diabetes, whatever it may be, if you know you have that in your family line, some people don't know that. Mm-hmm. That's okay too. But if you know you have that, then you have to kind of own that, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and go forward from there and take care of who you are inside your own skin and do the screening and tell your doctor, be honest on your health screenings when you go to a physician and talk about your concerns about those things mm-hmm. and be mindful to ask, how do I know if this is beginning to happen in my body? And let them tell you because they know. Do your research. Make sure you're going to the right websites. Don't go to the wrong websites. And that's going to be a tough one too. But talk to your doctor about that. And then make sure you keep your appointments. When you get your mammograms, make sure you follow up on that. When you get your all of that. But you have to own it. So one of the things I had to do after my heart disease and after my second heart attack that required me to have open heart surgery, once I recovered and I was back on my own two feet, I had to take a hard look at myself. There were some things that I needed to change. I needed to drop 30 pounds. I needed to become a little more active, and I did need to eat better. I needed to drink more water. There were things that I had to do. And so there was a little bit of an inner battle that had to take place, and that's owning it. That's where you recognize your bad habits and your propensity and your tendencies to lean towards unhealthy things and realize it's not a matter of being able to sustain something because you can sustain unhealthy. So now you decide, okay, that didn't take me somewhere that I wanted to be. I landed in the hospital. I landed with emergent open heart surgery. That's where the sustaining of my unhealthy habits took me. Now I had to change the direction of the train I was on and decide I don't want that anymore. I want more health. Now, does that guarantee that this is never going to happen to me again? No, but it ups my percentage that it won't happen again, and that's okay with me, and I have to do whatever it takes to make sure that if I can do it, I want to. So that means I don't call it exercise anymore because I start to hyperventilate when I hear that word. So I call it having fun and doing intentional movement. So I play a game called pickleball. And if you I love pickleball. So I play pickleball and I walk a lot and I hike a lot and I take every opportunity to be active. I work right next door to the cardiac rehab department mm-hmm. at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So once in a while during my day, I'll just pop over and get on a treadmill and I'll walk for 10 minutes. I do stuff like that. I park farther away. I do that. I make good food choices. I make sure I sleep at night. I make sure I communicate what's on my heart to the people I know who care. It's yes, taking care of myself physically, but it's also taking care of who I am on the inside. Being able to say to people, I love you. Saying to people, this is what I need. This is what I need to have happen in my day. This being able to speak who you are, because believe it or not, that can lead to heart disease, is not being able to be who you are.
Wow.
And it's unfortunately very true for men as well as it is for women. So being healthy in every aspect, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Recognize that you can't control the world. You can only control you. So those are some things that you can do to be healthy. So those are the things I like to tell my daughters. And the other thing for women is we do tend to bite each other's heads off.
Oh, no.
You mean like tear each other down?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
We
got to be each other's champions.
We do. We need every champion we can
shield
get.
Shield maidens to go.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
so be not only your own best friend, but the women in your life. Yeah.
Well, you know, the number one cause of death in the United States is cardiac disease.
Mm.
So you beat it twice, my friend, and so you have a lot to come back from.
Not without a lot of help. I had amazing health care, and I did have denial with each event. Again, I should have known better because of what I did for a living, but when it happens to you, you forget that you're a nurse, and I did forget that. So,
well, we're not forgetting it now because we appreciate both your professional and your personal input on this very, very important topic for all of us, not just women, men, but everyone in between, like I like to say. And, you know, we do once again want to, before we go, really emphasize how much we would enjoy all of our friends and family to come to Go Red to support and turn this into this project alive, because we want everyone to be, like we were saying, the caretakers need to take care of themselves. And that's where Go Red is going to make a big impact, to encourage each other to take care of each other and of ourselves. So come on down on February 14th at 11:30 to 1 at the Holiday Inn. For this fabulous event with great food and great speakers. And
we'll all be there with bells on.
With ding-dong bells.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Well, thank you, Orna, once again, with your fabulous show and your information, all your guests tonight, and bringing valuable information about women's health, heart issues, and how to take better care of yourself. A lot of really powerful messages were shared tonight. And,
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. I really want to thank my fabulous guest and amazing heart disease killer, both in yourself and now in the community. You're beating it down and making it go. Hopefully we can at least make ourselves aware through your voice, your story, and also your professional knowledge base and opinions. We really are very grateful, Deanie, Joseph, for coming in and speaking with us. What an honor. And it's a great honor to talk today and encourage everyone to continue taking care of yourselves and other women and even men. Why not? We love them all, too.
Yeah, it was my honor. I love doing this. Thank you for asking me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. See you next week.
Next week. Have a good evening, all you listeners out there. And thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Orna Gill Show, coming to you every Thursday. Every
fourth Thursday.
yeah.
You're right. It's okay. We got it. It's late.
It's 7 p.m. That's right. We are going to be here at your service on the next time. I'll hear you again soon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.